Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce. The chronically homeless, people who live on the streets for years, die nearly 30 years earlier than their peers. But those who practice street medicine say it doesn't have to be this way. They argue street medicine is a model for addressing preventable and treatable conditions, which helps not only the homeless, but could reform healthcare as we know it. Today on the program, we're learning more about street medicine and how it may be the prescription to fix the access issues and the high costs of healthcare in America. Joining me now in studio is Dr. Jim Withers. He is the founder of Operation Safety Net, the first full-time comprehensive medical service for the homeless. He's also the founder and medical director of the Street Medicine Institute, which helps communities establish street medicine programs. He's also an internist at Mercy Hospital in Pittsburgh, and he's in town to give a special lecture at the library tomorrow night, and has been on this program before. Dr. Withers, good to see you again. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Also with us, Dr. Patrick Perry. He is medical director of a new program in homeless and urban poverty medicine based at Allegheny General Hospital in Pittsburgh. He also volunteers as a street doctor with Operation Safety Net, and he was previously an instructor at Harvard Medical School, as well as a clinician for the Boston Healthcare for the Homeless Program, one of the nation's oldest and largest homeless healthcare organizations. Dr. Perry, great to have you here in studio as well.
Thanks for having us.
If you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number. The 4th Street Clinic and the Street Medicine Institute will be presenting a free public lecture, Street Medicine, Just What the Doctor Ordered. That's happening tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in the auditorium here at the Salt Lake City Main Library. And you can also listen to the lecture live here on KCPW or stream us online at kcpw.org. But again, if you've got questions or comments about street medicine, what exactly is it? Give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Dr. Withers, let's start with you. What exactly is street medicine?
Okay. Street medicine is the delivery of medical care to the people that are sleeping actually outside. So there are significant efforts throughout the country to work in shelters and soup kitchens, but inevitably there are people who, for whatever reason, remain outdoors, and often that's in campsites, alleyways, along riverbanks of most of our major cities, and they do not connect as well or at all sometimes with effective health care. Usually the care that they're that they do see is when they end up in an emergency room. It's very costly. It's often too late to really to be as effective as if there was early intervention. And our goal is to bring sort of the mountain to Muhammad, if you will, to go to where people are, to engage them, to understand in each circumstance what their issues are, their priorities, and to work with them on their terms. And we're finding that this is a much more effective way of bringing health care to that particular population.
Dr. Perry, is street medicine, I mean, it sounds like you're making a house call to somebody who doesn't have a house. Is street medicine, you know, simply another form of delivering health care? Or do you see the mission as more than that? You know, is it broader in any way?
I think it is broader. I think your characterization of sort of house calls for the homeless is a fair one. But the model that we try to work in is really a patient-centered medical home model. That concept has been very popular in the reform of healthcare delivery in this decade. And it's something that programs who have been doing street medicine for a long time have been successful at long before this. And it really involves not just visiting people where they are, but trying to provide a network of comprehensive services that put minimal burden on the patient. Most of the heavy lifting is done by the delivery model itself. As an example, when we do street outreach in the ideal model, we have at the same time representatives of medical health, mental health, case management, substance abuse and addiction on site delivering care at the same time.
Dr. Withers, why don't people want to come to a clinic? I mean, there are clinics that are available and you know, in the shelters, there is medical help available. What is keeping some people, a segment of the population, from going to the place where health care is provided?
Well, you know, both Pat and I are very involved in medical education, and as many of the organizations, they find a natural fit with this. So from the sort of learning point of view, one of the take-home points is that you have to ask the person. You have to get to know the individual very well. And the kind of work that we do, I think, emphasizes the fundamental value of getting to know that person and why things are or are not working for that individual. So in the case of people on the street, I think it's very much connected with their life journey, how they got there, how they see themselves, and there are also some very profound barriers that you begin to realize when you're sitting with someone outside, that even as a physician in a teaching hospital, I certainly did not appreciate the logistical issues that people have to navigate to get into healthcare. So many of the folks on the street are just in survival mode. Some of them have mental health issues for sure. But engaging them and partnering with them, I think, gives you an outside-in view of healthcare that is pretty intimidating sometimes. So I can't give one answer for that question, but there's a lot of alienation and hopelessness from the point of view of people on the street that for them, healthcare is just not going to be something that they can get. And with a kind of a long-term view of that individual commitment to them, we're able to help them navigate together into the healthcare system. Hmm.
Speaking with Dr. Jim Withers, he is founder of Operation Safety Net and founder and medical director of the Street Medicine Institute. Also with us, Dr. Pat Perry, medical director of a program that caters to the homeless and urban poverty issues at Allegheny General Hospital in Pittsburgh. He's also a volunteer with Operation Safety Net. They're both in town for a free public lecture sponsored by the 4th Street Clinic. Street Medicine, Just What the Doctor Ordered. That is happening tomorrow night, July 17th at 7 o'clock in the auditorium here at the Salt Lake City Main Library. And we will also be broadcasting that live here on KCPW. If you'd like to join us, if you have questions or comments about street medicine, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Dr. Perry, 4th Street Clinic here in Salt Lake City, dozens of other clinics across the country are adding a street medicine component to the services that they offer. What kind of results are they getting with this new delivery of healthcare?
I think Jim and I are so impressed and encouraged to see what's happening here in Salt Lake with the efforts of the 4th Street Clinic. Their street outreach team, led by a physician assistant named Joel Hunt, has done a remarkable job in a short period of time of really doing this work right. And they've made the excellent step of pairing with case management and housing access services through Volunteers of America under the direction of Ed Snoddy. And really, they've looking at the numbers, been impressive in the number of chronically homeless folks that they've helped into housing. But more importantly, I think from our perspective, is that they're really going out on the margin, visiting people, delivering much needed primary care health services, and helping in the relief of suffering for folks who do not access mainstream health care or don't access it in an efficient way. Or even don't access the existing, 4th Street Clinic services that operate out of the traditional clinic setting. Those folks are out there on the streets and badly in need of care and attention.
Hmm. We don't have much time, but I want to slip in one phone call. Tracy's calling from Salt Lake City. Tracy, hi.
Hi. Hi. I just wanted to comment regarding the mental health problem in regard to what your guest mentioned being kind of a major issue with, as somebody who has mental illness and has gone without insurance, the main problem that you're forced to kind of overcome before doctors even start to treat you for other symptoms, physical symptoms, is your mental illness. If it's acute, if it's causing kind of, it's looked at as something that causes these other problems, and it's something that requires a lot of trips to the doctor, and that's just a major hurdle for a lot of people to overcome. So that was just my comment.
Tracy, good point. Thanks so much for the call. Dr. Withers, we don't have much time, maybe 30 seconds, but I mean, what lessons do you think can be learned from street medicine? You know, what kind of crossover is there for improving healthcare for everyone?
I think the take home for me and those of us who work in the field is that you have to go where people are, not just physically, but experientially. You have to be with them in partnership for their own health to engage them. We'll be having our International Street Medicine Symposium here in September, and practitioners from all over the United States and overseas as well will be coming here September 27th to 29th. We're excited to be in Salt Lake City because of the excellent work being done here. And looking forward to learning a lot from each other.
Dr. Jim Withers and Dr. Patrick Perry, they are in town to deliver a lecture sponsored by the 4th Street Clinic and the Street Medicine Institute titled Street Medicine, Just What the Doctor Ordered. That's happening tomorrow night, July 17th at 7 o'clock here at the Main City Library. Tune in and hear it live on KCPW. For KCPW, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.